This is Russ Dizdar. Shatter the Darkness Live. This is the broadcast. 1 hour of a supernatural providence. We're excited to be with you today. And listen, welcome to all those listening by satellite, by internet radio, by local radio. And those of you that download the archives, welcome from all over the world. We're going to touch on the happenings down among the Mayan temples. Big conference down there. As a matter of fact, it's going on today. And I do wonder, by the providence of God, whether or not there will be those down there on their laptops listening to what we have, we had to throw in to this entire bulging spiritual wave that is coming from the Mayan prophecies, the old Mayan temples, and all about 2012, all kinds of things lining up. We've been saying again and again that we are going to see this eclipse everything. And listen, far be it from believers in Christ worldwide not to say something. As Jesus depicted that the greatest amount of spiritual deception would occur in the end of days. What are we going to do? In biblical revelation, we have what God has said would be the signs. And these are the things that we must be aware of. After all, the Spirit of God, the Lord Jesus, has given us this insight. Has given us the warning. So the warning goes down to those at the conferences, to those that may listen later on, and by God's providence, even for those that are curious, on the website shatterthedarkness.net, www.shatterthedarkness.net. The theme for the week, January 24th to the 28th, simply begins by saying hundreds of millions have been lied to. Many have swallowed the deception. They aid and abet the dark side. The Mayans, the 2012 prophecies, it's all about the dark gods of human sacrifice, but it goes beyond the function of those dark gods to the agenda. Here's the question. Are the Mayan gods, small g, coming back? Now, I did tell you on Wednesday night and did quote from other sources Wednesday night concerning temple prophecies and the return of nine Mayan gods or forces. Everything that got shut down hundreds of years ago, not only among the Mayan culture, today we're going to say, take a look at the pyramids. Take a look at the new pyramid discovery in Bosnia. Take a look off the coast of China. Look at the ziggurats. Look at the ancient temples. Look all around the world. Look at the spirituality. Look at the reasons why they were shut down. Look at the reasons, or the prophecies for the sake of the future that they embedded on their way out. Once again, welcome 27th of January, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are live, and we're glad to have the emails that come in. I just got an email from the friend that has come back from Chechen Itza. Down there doing some spiritual warfare, kind of getting a sense. And his email is actually on the website. It matches that of others who have been down there. But I got this note from Paul today, and just want to know that we're going to lift up some prayers. It says, sorry, it took me so long to get back to you. When we got back, I was running a high fever, and it didn't let up until yesterday. Now, I sent a note back to Paul, and I'll probably hear from him later on. Was that anything to do with the warfare, the backlash issue? Now, I had another emailer write me about Chechen Itza, that they'd been down there, and the spiritual presence they felt and the engagement that occurred came back on them and may have caused harm in their family for a number of years. Pretty interesting. We're going to talk about Mayan prophecy. Are they the latent tools that seek a global reach? Who's behind it? And does it involve non-human enhancements? Now, we're going to go over some of the introductions here, but I've got four primary things. Number one, look for the new digs. Number two, look at the ziggurats. Number three, do a new study for all those studying the Nephilim issue, and there's many now worldwide. There is a real, broad global level research study interest in the Nephilim. We'll do a study between the Nephilim architecture and these temples and what they were all about. And then number four, we're going to go over the prophecies, occult, Masonic, psychic, remote viewer, but the ancient prophecies, they seem to be, a synchronicity, spiritually guided, but not by the hand of God. So we'll talk about a bulging spirituality, a world consciousness, groups and individuals coordinated to receive and advance the cause, a great chaos cleansing, a reduction of population, a merging of science and spirituality, a spiritual, we'll talk about those. It's about nine things concerning the prophecies that I believe are building the critical mass, guiding the world eventually to the chaos that leads to the New World Order, rise of the Antichrist. Now, it's spoken one way in the scripture. And God clearly shows that it's a menace, that it's the most horrific deception and evil that will not only bring the greatest deception in human history, the greatest manifestation of the dark side in human history, but it will also bring about the greatest destruction. Deception always leads to destruction. That's my old friend Bob Rosio, who wrote the book Hitler and the New Age. And I have quoted that again and again and again and again, and I will continue. I think it's biblical. I think it is a serious thing. Now, some have said, why do you got to bring all this stuff out? Is this fear-mongering? Let me ask you the question. In Matthew 24, in Jesus describing the end of the age and the signs, were they horrific? Were they global? Was it about war? Was it about bloodshed? Was it about the most horrific days in human history that if Christ does not cut them short, there would be no days left? No humanity left. So what about, again, I look today and I appreciate that the local news has put out an alert in the Cleveland area. Young girl walking home from school was stopped by a sexual predator, or by a predator, actually grabbed her, started pulling her away. She started screaming and crying and got away from the guy and ran away. They are now looking for the predator. Wouldn't you want to have a heads up if a predator is in your area? Wouldn't you want to give a heads up to somebody that is about ready to... let me tell you, but this is an absolutely true story. A friend of mine, Jeff, years ago, he told me the story. He's in the shower, taking a shower, and he puts his foot down by the drain and feels something funny. It felt funny, he said. It was a curiosity to him. He began to rub his foot back and forth over that thing down there that felt funny. Pretty soon, he saw blood. At first, the water was so hot that he didn't feel the pain. But then he saw a lot of blood. He moved his foot back, turned off the water, looked down there, double-edged razor blade. He'd rubbed his foot across it, backward and forward. He didn't know what it was at first, and he was curious, and it felt funny. Now, it was really there, and yet it wasn't what he thought it was, and obviously he had no heads up. Now, it's very important that we tell the world there is a double-edged spiritual danger and deception. The greatest delusion, the greatest deception in human history, which will lead to the greatest destruction of humanity, of the environment, of the earth. It will lead to the greatest, broadest manifestation of the dark side, including the abyss, the event of the abyss, that the world has ever known. We can talk about the ancient temples. We can talk about the Nephilim. We can talk about the reason for the flood. but it doesn't compare to what is coming on a global scale involving billions of individuals. And that would include you. If you're listening right now, obviously you have an interest. Obviously, there are those that do listen and they don't, they have an interest because they oppose what we do. They are standing in opposition. There are those that are deeply, and they've made it known, committed in the to the Luciferic, well, Lucifer's presence, his power, his agenda, all of it. There are those that do the recon that have never contacted. That's okay. They are in the providence of God. And listen, from all around the world, and I do believe this, I believe that Russian psi warriors and governmental individuals have downloaded and listened to some of these. I also believe that's true concerning China. So to those two areas, let me make it very clear. There is no political agenda here. The agenda is your life, your relationship to God, your life, how you live it, and how you die it, and where you go afterwards. All around the world, everybody knows we're coming down to the end of the age. And so, you know, what is true? Well, that's what we're going to take a look at concerning a lot of the prophecies and things that we've been talking about coming out of the, the Mayan temples. Now, someone has mentioned to me about saying, well, Russ, you've mentioned that you would not honor the sacred places down there. No, I won't. I wouldn't honor the temples and the ruins down the ziggurat, the ritual places down there, the serpent worship symbol. I wouldn't pay homage in any more than I would the ovens at Auschwitz and the barracks at Auschwitz. There, when we go to Dachau and Auschwitz and other places, we look at what was radical evil that decimated hundreds of thousands to the point of millions. And so we go there and we recognize this place was evil. The ovens that were built, sacrificial, destruction of humanity by the truckloads, by the bulldozer full. Listen, when I think of those places and you think of those places, and by the way, let me mention today is January the 27th. It is Holocaust Memorial Day. It's Yom HaShoah. And it's going to take place, well, today already, Palm Desert Civic Park, 1:30 p.m., the Gerald Ford Desert Chapter is going to be there. And it's, again, after 66 years, it's to remember what occurred, remember the slaughter. And we know that going to those places, we don't celebrate. We don't sit there, at least most people don't, trying to summon the presence, the spiritual presence that was behind it. Now, I know that Wurttemberg Castle, you know, Himmler's castle, the Hall of the Dead, in this lower chamber where the 13 skulls were, where they tried to get communication out of the skulls of the ex-Nazi leaders, where deep, deep left-hand path, black flame occultism was, well, not only in the past, but it seems no question here in the future, or in our current day, that ritual working, engagement with the powers there have been sought. So again, don't ask me to go to Wurttemberg Castle down into the Hall of the Dead. Don't ask me to go to a ritual site and pay homage where human sacrifice occurred or where any kind of ritual occurred. Don't ask me to honor the places of the dark spirits, because I would stand in absolute, total, as an opposite. As David stood before Goliath. So in going, and by God's grace, and the day opens when we go to the Mayan temples, don't think for a moment that I'm going down to take pictures and display it as a family holiday, or to sit there on the steps and make a documentary about the deep spirituality of the ancient Maya. Because all of that would be a deception. It would be a lie concerning what really occurred. By the way, heads up again, satanic rituals. Now, the abduction preparation rituals go all the way till today, the 27th. Now, on Saturday night, you're talking about St. Agnes, and there's going to be spell crafting and so forth. So I appreciate those who have gotten hold of that, and they know to pray. And there are those now that can look at that calendar and say, you know what, we've recognized that on those dates, it does seem darker. Now, I'm going to say again to all the Americans, all the Europeans, if it seems dark in your city, dark in your area, oppressive in your area, it is because we are in the midst of the most, well, I will say again, unprecedented ramping up of the dark side. Some people don't want to hear that. I wonder if they want to hear about 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, about being self-controlled and alert. Check out the Greek word alert. It has everything to do with looking for the impending danger. It is a warning by God. It is God giving the believer cutting-edge, heads-up information because your enemy, the devil, he is prowling around like a predator. He's roaring like a lion. And he is seeking someone to devour. You check out the Greek word for devour, like a lion swallowing a small animal whole. So it's no joke when we talk about spiritual warfare on a daily basis for the believer. And the victories of Christ and the necessary acknowledgement of the authority and the appropriation of the armor of God and on and on. So it's vital that we understand that what we're dealing with here, it's a warning to the world. I've got an email from a friend that wrote, said, Pedro, blessings to you, said that he accepted Christ while listening to the show. And it looks like he's come out of a dark, deceiving background where he was involved, where there was seducing spirits. Others have written, coming out of the New Age spirituality, coming out of other things and practices. So let me share right now, by God's hand alone, he has taken this broadcast and the other broadcasts we do during the weekend and the other content we've put up on our website, and it has been released. It has been, in the last year alone, more than quadrupled, I believe, in downloads, 2 million, over 90 countries. Phenomenal because of the content. And there are places that we are keeping our eye on where those downloads are going, because they may be going down to the very, very centers where deep, dark occultism is keeping an eye. Talk about surveillance society. Don't think that it's going to be when the Antichrist comes and that's when it's all going. Listen, he will be operative more years before the apocalypse of the Antichrist, building the regime, plotting his way to the chaos and to the rise of he and that regime, Revelation 12. Well, today, as we engage this, well, 4 points anyway, I want to say to those who are, by God's providence, maybe listening, maybe get this later, you're involved in digs around the world. You're involved in archaeology. You've been to places. Maybe you're someone that's visited some of the places. The pyramids. I mean, there's you've got to understand, Auschwitz is not really, I mean, it's a tourist attraction in the sense of people going to see the horror of the Final Solution that was inspired by occult or dark spirit revelation. It became the political ideology. It became the philosophy of the Final Solution. And it involved the slaughtering by just bucket loads of human beings in those ovens. So people go there, they see the horror. I'm not sure people go there to eat and laugh and dance around, though I'm very sure the dark side individuals would. But when you go to the pyramids, when you go to the ziggurats, when you go to these places all around the world, why is there a celebration? Why is there a sense of honoring? I'm going to say that out of every book author I've read, now listen very carefully here, every book author I have read, every documentary I have seen, where it involves individuals that are already inclined to the New Age spirituality, psychic, remote viewing spirituality, where they realize by dream, by vision, by supernatural synchronicity, they've been drawn to go down to the mind temples. Why leaders and book authors and those now believing that they are the prophets of the New Age, how they're gathering down in those highly charged areas, knowing that they're looking for spiritual experiences, knowing that they're looking for engagement with the gods and goddesses, knowing that they're going to find enhancements and to be powered up, to glean more on the future, and not only to receive, but then to advance to the world. The spirits, the ancient gods and goddesses of the ancient Maya that have embedded their prophecies, embedded their writings, and have drawn down their new vessels, they are speaking to all of the world. They are bringing influence to total human consciousness around the world. They are adding in, chiming in with the extra-dimensional entities in the air. When I think of the remote viewer, Courtney Brown, that has engaged entities no different than PK Man Ted Owens in the 70s, and has received the information, and so I'm looking at the books here now, quotes of the so-called aliens, extra-dimensional beings, real beings that are now communicating top-down, and I'm looking at their communication, ancient occult writings, secret society writings, the clamoring of the underground Luciferians, and the materials that are coming up out of these ancient places. And guess what? They're all derived from the same source. They are all beginning to click. They're all beginning to show a synchronicity. And it may have been plotted. It may have been planned. The prophecies unearthed among the Mayan ruins may have been embedded there when judgment came and the human sacrificing culture and temple and civilization of that day was shut down. As is all of these places, ziggurats. Ziggurats, you know, Mesopotamia, Egypt, Iraq, Bosnia, China, Mexico, Guatemala, Babylon. All around the world. And I mean, what we have found above ground, what about totally buried? What about the ones off the coast, Sardinia, other places around the world? All of these are going back thousands and thousands of years, and it seems to be locating the origin of the ziggurats and the buildings about the time of the reign and the rule and the agenda of the Nephilim while they were on the face of the earth. So when people are talking about the Nephilim of the Old Testament, and God has specifically recorded that issue in Genesis 6, it's most likely the primary reason for the flood. It's what brought such horrific, radical evil and transmutation to humanity, and maybe to humanity's DNA. So it was a saving act. And I think that if we think in terms of the shutting down of Auschwitz, shutting down of Dachau, the shutting down of the Mayan temples, the shutting down of ziggurat sacrificial temples all around the world, don't you think that it should have been shut down? Let me ask the question right now. If there are those that could be listening that are pro-Mayan temples, what about those that would be down there right now during the conferences that have been going on starting by the 17th of January, by the way, satanic rituals worldwide, and ritual dates? And it's kind of strange to me that the, and maybe the plotters and planners of the conference among the Mayan temple right now, among the ruins down there, where, again, psychics and remote viewers and 2012ers and New Agers and all of those that are believing in the prophecies that are coming out from the Mayan works and the prophecies about the return of the small g gods, isn't it strange that hundreds of years ago, the prophecies of the return of the dark gods, the proclamation that they would return, that Kukulkan or Quetzalcoatl and other gods and goddesses, where the doors have been shut down, where entrance to the worship and to the practice has all been shut down, yet in that process, let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question. Stop and think about this. What do the demons know? Now, again, the Bible ascribes to the extra-dimensional entities daemonia. That every single thing, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, or the Lord Jesus speaks concerning those spirits, there's a definition that they are in opposition to God, that in their nature they are evil, that they're part of an agenda for personal and ultimately global deception for the sake of global rule, for the sake of the use of humanity for their cause. If demons are trying to get into your life, it's one thing for them to get you to, to keep you from God, keep you from Christ, to operate in your life. But I'm going to tell you very clearly, experientially what I've seen, biblically what I see, and on the broader culture, they want to use you. They want to use you. They want to give you experiences. They want to show you supernatural things. They want to give you enhancements. They want to give you doctrine, teachings, prophecies, writings, communications, and they want you to promote their cause. They want you to be the open vessel. They want to operate through you. For the believers in Christ out there, it's no different than the fact that God, in the power of the Spirit of God, God wants to use your life to unleash the gospel worldwide, to bring hundreds of millions to Christ. There is no question that the laws of engagement are the same. There's no question that there are two spiritual rivers flowing, and they operate by laws of engagement the same way. If you've heard that Christ has come, if you're a believer and Jesus dwells in your life and the Spirit of God dwells in your life, then you know by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, that you're called to be a part of the Great Commission. And the book of Acts is all about that, an example of what it was and what it can be. By the way, book of Acts, late tonight, we will finish up the introduction. Tomorrow, and I'll announce this tomorrow night too, tomorrow we will have the beginning of a massive training based on the book of Acts, simply called Acts, Field Manual for the End of Days. We've already got a link up, a separate website. You can go to shatterthedarkness.net and see that, scroll down, and you could begin to pick up the training sessions concerning the mission of God in the end of days, intertwining the book of Acts with and all of its activities of the first 30 years of the early church and how they can be applied and be helpful to us in these days that we're living in. You see, the believers, even in the book of Acts, they ended up going around temples, being in cities where Diana and where Artemis and where gods and goddesses were so honored that riots in the entire city would burst out against anyone who would speak against embedded Nephilim and demonic god and goddess worship, including the objects, the temples, the oracles, the possessed individuals, like in Acts chapter 16, like in Acts chapter, listen, you go all the way through, and let me give you a hint right now, all of those coming to Christ by the thousands, as demonstrated in the book of Acts, they were coming out of engagement, direct experiential engagement with gods and goddesses, demons and spirits, and supernatural presence. But it was another supernatural presence that engaged them. As that presence may be engaging you, regardless, I'm going to say this, if you're a New Ager, if you are spiritual, but it's not the Spirit of Christ, it is not the Holy Spirit of God. If the spiritual experiences and events have guided you deeper into the synchronicity of the satanic agenda for the end of days, then let me give you grave warning. The goal is to layer you and layer you and layer you and come upon you with a blanket and another blanket and another blanket and another blanket to where spiritually, it is so dark in the sense of seeing God, seeing Christ, hearing God, that all you see is the dark side, regardless of the mask it has put on. Ted Owens says that when he went down into the underground tunnel of the temple, asking his spirit guide from the pyramid to ask the God dwelling there in the temple, and he got a vision that it looked like an ancient man, a big head. And it's amazing to me how the dark side can masquerade itself and look. When I watched older channelers, and even here lately, this last month, observing channelers, one channeler channeling Quetzalcoatl. That's right, current. I mean, it's out there literally on the web. Now, there's one documentary DVD that I purchased that has the individual that is channeling Quetzalcoatl. I wonder if Daniel Pinchbeck, author of the book The Return of Quetzalcoatl, would be interested. I wonder if the ancient spirit-inspired prophecies, but not from God, there among the Mayan, about the return of the gods and goddesses, if this has any connection. Let me say this again, and I'm going to bring the warning in these 4 points tonight. All around the world, here's point number one tonight. Look for new digs. I'm not talking about clothing. Look for new digs, archaeological sites. I was reading about the Valley of the Pyramids in Bosnia, and the debate over the structure there that might be one of the largest. I was reading about ziggurats again all over the world, ordered some new material, downloaded a Kindle today and a book, and looking in again to the research that's going on. I have an individual I've never met, but a friend that has written to me about a private hidden dig going on right now, where it looks similar to Mayan temple structures. As a matter of fact, if you go to the places around the world right now, you're going to find that there are digs going on for a number of reasons. One, because they're there, curiosity, archaeologists, it's history, man. Two, there can be very valuable things among those digs. King Tut and the pyramids and the gold and all the stuff and this, you know, the millions of dollars now worth of probably hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stuff. But again, just on the basis of archaeology, on the basis of financial gain, on the basis of unearthing history, please understand that many of the approaches has no clue what they are unearthing, what doorways they open, what ancient prophecies with the dark spirits attached to the tablets, attached to the names of the gods that actually existed then and have never died and exist right now. You go down and try to channel, summon, call on these gods and goddesses. Fact is, they're going to show up. They weren't then, and they are not now, what they really are. They've masqueraded themselves. When I think of the ancient Maya people, I see a people seduced. I see a people destroyed. I see a people in bondage. I see a people that were guided in celebrations where human sacrifice, shedding of blood, man, woman, or children, individuals or by the thousands, celebrated as something good. Virgin girls convinced to sacrifice themselves. So in all the world right now, let me say this again. Number one, listen tonight. There are new digs all over the world. There are ancient places. And I'm going to tell you this very carefully. Most of this, I'm giving you my opinion, and I think this will show itself out as more research goes on. Nephilim architecture, which means that it was wholly and completely done for embedding dark spirituality, keeping gateways open, connected to the stars or the starry host, astroarchaeology involved, and the concept of keeping gateways open, and that would involve constant, massive human sacrifice. Though I would say this, among the Maya, and among those who were sacrificing, as some say, 50 to 70,000 human beings in the last couple of years before the incredible disappearance of the culture and burying of the ancient temples. It may have been the attempt of the dark side. Now, I mentioned this earlier and I didn't finish this. The dark side knows. You can find this out in Scripture. If you've done deliverance and exorcism, you can find this out. The demons all know, number one, that Jesus Christ is God, that he's the Son of God, that he's the Savior, that he holds authority, that he opposes them and they oppose him. They know they are at war with him. They know that they're building an agenda for the attempted annihilation of the second coming. They also know that a judgment is coming. And they fear it. And part of the fury, now hear this, Revelation 12, part of the fury of their work is because they know their time is short. What time? The time that deals with their judgment of the living Christ shutting them down worldwide, of Christ annihilating the pinnacle of Luciferic globalism, demonic worship, global deception, and an ultimate war, Armageddon, an attempted slaughter of the visible return of Christ. They know of the coming binding of Satan for 1,000 years. They know of the coming great white throne judgment, ultimately their judgment, and the end of their history and their effects in the created order. It means a new heaven and a new earth. Anybody that cares about the environment, that's good. But it's going to be God, not a counterfeit spiritual environmental movement that will bring a new heaven and a new earth, preserved, protected, and absent of the infection. You can read about it the infection anyway, Romans 8. So I'm saying right now, look around the world for the digs. And I'm going to say that in all the places where you find ziggurats, ancient temples, even among the Greeks and the Romans and others, look at the temples. Look at the individuals they claim were God-men or hybrids, God and human. Look at the places, the temples, just as the Spirit of God inspired and guided and even empowered Old Testament believers, Book of Exodus, gave them craftsmanship and gave definitive outline, the blueprints for, and the development of the Old Testament temple and the Ark of the Covenant, the Holy of Holies, all about where the actual Shekinah glory, the actual manifestation of the presence of God in his specified area, a type and a shadow of what's to come, yes. We're not going back to the Old Testament. We're not going back to the Ark of the Covenant. Those were the types and the shadows. Nevertheless, they were the actual temple of God, designed by God, guided by the Spirit of God, with embedded grapha, writings, the Old Testament, Spirit-given writings, Spirit-given dreams, prophecies, supernatural events, and writings. And again, you think in terms of the Urim Thurim, you think in terms of the presence of the Spirit of God in the Holy of Holies. Now contrast that to the other side and their development on the earth and literally their intrusion. Though there was rights given in the fall of the human race, and Satan became, 2 Corinthians 4:4, the god of this age, time period. 1 John chapter 5, he's the evil one in control of the whole world. Revelation 12, the goal ultimately is the actual physical, spiritually guided, but physical, political, military, economic, environmental, total control of humanity, with the goal of getting everything ready for Armageddon. It's all about getting things ready for Armageddon. Satan knows he's got to stop God. That's what he tried to do the first time. Again, the revelation of that. Check it out, Revelation chapter 12. Now, I told you yesterday where people that have spirits of the New Age, planos spirits, you know, dark fallen spirits masquerading as angels of light, and whatever the spirits, if the spirits are fallen and opposed to God, however they show themselves, anywhere in the world, you're going to be able to detect their nature and their agenda by what they say and what they do in leading humanity. And let me tell you something. Angels of God are not permitted, nor would they ever let you worship them. Revelation 19, check a little read there. For those who are into angels, please understand, real angels of God, elect angels of God, would never allow you to worship them. They are massive, they are powerful, they are brethren, for those who are believers in Christ. They'll never let you worship them. Even one rebuked the great apostle John in the midst of the giving of the revelation, the book of the apocalypse of Jesus Christ. Check it out, Revelation 19. So I'm telling you tonight, look all around the world, do some studies on, and here's what I'm going to say to those who are in the digs, those who are going to go visit the places. It's guaranteed that they were spiritually inspired places. That the architecture, the temple, the symbolism, the sacred, so-called sacred or spiritual writings, the practices, the names of the gods and the goddesses that have been revealed and embedded and worshipped at one time. All of that being said, they're all places of human sacrifice, with the goal also of human transmutation. So if you're going to the places, realize that there is deep, dark spiritual presence, embedded once, never died, who are part of the operating global agenda guiding the world. They're the ones that report to the fallen cherub, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now operative in the world. You've got to understand, wherever these places are, whether it's the spirits embedded in the ground, in the objects, in the areas, the gateways, they know how to communicate with the other spirits. Everybody working in deliverance knows this. Everybody knows that if you work for a long time in deliverance, that demons in a person may be trying to cry out to other demons to come and aid them. Even those who are chosen ones, satanic chosen ones, can have sub-personalities that know spiritual warfare, that engaging you, they will call on other gods and goddess demons to aid them in battling you. We've had that happen again and again. Even the ancient dark one called Eromane was invoked while in my car in a warfare to be unleashed against me. Well, I could feel it, and then they felt it. As I said the name Jesus Christ, as I rebuked the dark powers, as I spoke with the authority Christ gives, they spoke with other languages. They called in other languages. They called Eromane. They called in other spirits to help. I simply called in the name of Jesus. I commanded these dark presences to be broken and bound and to get out. And eventually, in this incredible supernatural battle sitting in a car, a powerful satanic super soldier grasped their head, ran out of the car, throwing up as the demons were defeated because of the name Jesus Christ. Listen, even those of you that have dark spirits now, you know that they cringe. Those of you that have dark spirits that have seduced you as spirit guides, angel guides, temple guides, etc., I can guarantee you they do not want you to engage anyone who knows who they really are. All around the world, the new places. I believe personally the spirits of those places, the ancient gods and goddesses, have worked in such a way, coordinated in such a way spiritually to draw people there. I believe that those individuals in other parts of the world who have had spiritual visions, spiritual encounters, engagement with the Akashic records, engagement with spirit prophecy, channeling, have been guided to go down to the Mayan temples and to other temple spiritually charged places to receive and to propagate. Now listen, I mentioned number one tonight is all around the world, and specifically the focus is among the Maya, among those temples. And really the focus is the gods and goddesses there and the embedding of what those spirits have spoken. Their desire to return. Their desire to have a global reach, and they are. A global impact, and they are. A global convincing, and they are. Well, let me go over the rest of these real quick. Point number two. Look at the ziggurats again. Mesopotamia, Egypt, Iraq, Bosnia, China, Mexico, Guatemala, Babylon, Tower of Babel. Notice the large stairs. One writer, emailer, that had been down in 1994 to the temples in Chichen Itza. They commented how huge the stairs were, as if giants would have to actually use them to walk up and down. Not knowing back then the concept of Nephilim that has come out now. Realize that in all the ziggurats, it would involve, I believe, Nephilim architecture, Nephilim presence. Please understand, all across Iraq, Iran, listen, We sing a song about where the buffalo roam, right? Build me a home where the buffalo roam. You know, we did this. I don't know where the origin of that song is, but please understand where the Nephilim roam. Where they originated, Mount Hermon, all of that region, and then where they went from there, and the Zamzumis, the Emims, the Anakites, and where the second generation and third generation and on and on and on went. And nothing tells us after the flood, nothing tells us that they were eliminated. Nothing. Not one word of Scripture says they were eliminated after the flood. Physically, we've seen this happen. Now, I have no time tonight to go into a whole story about the bloodlines tonight, but it involves satanic synchronicity and another stream that pours into this dark flood. You're going to find in the ziggurats, the worship of gods and goddesses, the calling of spirits, deeply spiritual places. Everything about them was spiritual. Their laws and their politics were based on the spiritual presence. So spiritual presence defined political ideology. It defined their military setup. It defined their practices. It defined their moral codes, just as the spiritual revelation that led to Nazi ideology, political ideology. It was the same thing. Same results. Let's ask the question. Ziggurats were the places where the temple rooms, sacrifices, bloodshed, pyramids seem to be the funeral homes. Or were they the containment areas where dark presences are contained? In satanic ritual, a power cone, a triangle. There's a lot of association here. And one wonders whether or not the pyramids, and they're finding more and more, and if the Valley of the Pyramids in Bosnia are true, then we're finding the new stuff there. It's all conceived, initiated, and spiritually guided by that which opposes God, that developed human civilization, human religion, that would be in a base for the dark side to continue to manifest, a base that brought opposition to God and his agenda. It's one of the reasons why I believe such powerful places by the hand of God were shut down. Point number three, Nephilim. Study them again. Study the pyramids, ziggurats, and the Mayan temples and Quetzalcoatl in light of the new stuff coming out on Nephilim. Number four, the prophecies. This is vital tonight. Got about nine things to tell you quickly. The prophecies that are coming out of the Mayan, the embedded Mayan prophecies about 2012, December 21st, and all the rest. It does seem to align up with cosmological occurrences in the stars. It does seem to line up with, well, many things that are going on. But 2012, when you hear the phrase, it's only been, who knows of 2014? Who ever heard of 2010? Listen, 2012 is out there in global consciousness by a spiritual planting. And December 21st, which is, again, going to be equinox and going to be where rituals are usually done, something big. Well, who knows for sure, but it's prophesied from the dark side. Here's the prophecies, okay? Here's what they're all saying. I'm going to give you the bottom line, the gist of what they're saying. Number one, bulging spirituality, seeking entrance into all of the world. What I'm saying coming out of the Mayan temples, what I say is going to come out of the conference being done there right now, and the conference is going to be done there all the way up to December 21st. Let me tell you now that a bulging, burgeoning spirituality seeking entrance into lives, institutions, politics, into the consciousness of the globe. Number two, it is, along with others, building a world consciousness, a critical mass. Some call it a global brain. There is communication in the air. There's thought in the air around the world. This is being thought about. This is being thought upon and looked into. And then we have number three, groups and individuals spiritually coordinated to help receive and advance, to receive the prophecies old and new and spiritual experiences and communications, and then to advance that. That's true of Helena. That's true of Alice Bailey's externalization of the hierarchy, the seed groups, true among New Agers worldwide, true among those who are being led by this spiritual presence. They're being led to build groups, seed groups, receive and communicate more, and layer the world. Number four, they're all saying that a great chaos is coming, a great cleansing is coming, a great catastrophe is coming. Number five, a reduction of population. That's what they're all saying is going to happen. Number six, a merging of science and spirituality. Keep your eyes on CERN. Number seven, a spiritual evolution of humanity to become godlike. Number eight, the arrival of a Christ-like world teacher, a superhuman. And number nine, a new golden age. All the prophecies, whether old occult, secret society, mystery religion, current, among ufologists, remote viewers, and psychics, those down there right now today, those who have been down there, and those who will now take what they have received and communicate it to the world. Dark spiritual threads. And let me tell you something. It's part of what every believer needs to understand concerning the days we're living in. You know, we are closer now to the Lord's return than ever in history. And whoever's listening at this point in this broadcast, you've got to understand what they oppose and what they are building is, well, dramatically opposite to what God in Christ has done for you, is seeking you right now. Come to Christ. Receive the Spirit of God. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We need you to remember us in prayer and support so this program will continue in February. Hope to hear from you. God bless. Good night.